Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumasaf Ayin Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, halacha Dalet, and the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah says as follows, Chavashal Chuma Shanodal, Safek Tuma. We have a barrel of Chuma that's Safek Tame. It could be that there's two different barrels of Chuma, and one of them became Tame, we just don't know which one. So both of them now are Safek Tuma, and we're just going to focus on one of them. Rebbe Lezer says, Im Ha'is Munachas Makam Tarfa, if it's in a Makam Tarfa, which means it's in an open place that it could become he has to put it in a private closed place, and if it was open, he has to cover it. And that's because Rebbe Lezer holds that he has to make sure that it does become Tameh. There's still a chiyuv to guard this truma from becoming Tameh. Even though it's already Safek Tameh, still he has a chiyuv to guard it to make sure that nothing happens to it. Whereas Rebbe Yeshua says the opposite. If it's in a private safe place, he could put it even in an open area where it's probably going to become Tameh. And even if it's closed, he can uncover it if he wants, because there is no issue of being Gairim Tomavadai. He can't be Metame at Beyodayim, according to Yeshua, but he's allowed to do something that's going to cause it to become definite Tame. However, Rav Gamliel says, Lo Yechadish Badavar, he's allowed to do anything to it. If it's in a safe place, leave it there. If it's an open place, he could leave it there. And same thing, if it's covered, keep it covered. If it's open, he could leave it open, and he doesn't have to cover it. On to another case, and now we're going to be talking about the wine press. So as we know, because we've had this previously, there's two levels of the wine press. There's the upper level, which is called the Gasal Yaina, which is where the grapes are put into, and that's where they're stepped on and crushed, and then the wine flows down into the Gas HaTachtoina, the lower wine press. So the case begins with Tamei Chulin wine in the lower wine press, and a barrel of Tahar Truma wine, which is in the upper wine press. And so now the Mishnah tells us, Chavash and Ishra B'Gas Al Yoina, we have this barrel of Tahar Truma that broke in the upper wine press, V'HaTachtoina Tamei, and the wine that's in the lower wine press is Tamei, but it's Chulin. And obviously when this Tahar Truma wine flows into the lower wine press, it's going to touch the Chulin wine, and not only make it us because it's Truma, but it's going to become Tamei itself, asering it from being used by a Kohen. So both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if he's able to get a Tahar Kli and save at least a Revius of this wine, and that Revius will remain Tahar, Yatzel, he should do so and save it. Vimlav, but if not, meaning the only Kalim that he has to save this Truma wine are Tamei Kalim, which means he's going to be Metame the Truma B'yadayim. Rabbi Elazar says, Tared with the Tama, he has to allow the Truma wine to flow down into the lower pit, and it's going to become Tame over there, and he's not Matame Biyadayim. Again, even though this Truma wine is going to become Tame, the moment that it falls into the Chulin Tame wine, he's still not allowed to be Matame Biyadayim, and that means that he's causing a loss to his Chulin. As I'm similar, if we have a barrel of Truma oil that's spilled, that if he's able to save Revius of this Truma oil, meaning in a Tahar Kli, he should do so. But he's not able to do so, and the only Kalim that he has are Tame. Rebbe Lezer says, Tared Vitivla, let it go down and get soaked into the ground, and it's going to get totally lost. Vayivla and Abiyadav, and he shouldn't soak it up with his hands, meaning he shouldn't be Metame at Biyadayim. Now, what does Rabbi Yeshua say about these two cases, the wine and the oil? Alzu, on both of these scenarios, on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Loizu Truma Shani Mozer Alel Milatama, this is not the Truma that I'm commanded, that I'm warned not to be Metame at Biyadayim. Elamil Achla, I'm just not allowed to eat it, but I am allowed to be Metame it. In other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, in this scenario, let's just focus on the Truma wine flowing into the Tame Chulin wine scenario, the first one that we had, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the only kalim that he has are Tame, he's allowed to take those Tame kalim and be Metame this Truma wine Biyadayim, because anyway it's going to become Tame in a moment when it falls into the Chulin wine, and this way at least he gets to save his Chulin wine from becoming Usser. So he just explains to Rabbi Yeshua about the Tame Ketzad. What's a scenario according to Rabbi Yeshua that a person is Muzer, he's warned not to be Metame Truma? If he's going from one place to another, and he has a bunch of Truma loaves of bread in his hand, and Amrle Nachri, a guy tells him, tell Leachas my hand, give me one of them, Batama, and I'm going to be Metame that loaf of Truma that you have, Vimlav, and if you don't give me one of them, Harin Metame Skula, I'm going to be Metame all the loaves that you have. So Rebbe Lezer says, Yetame Skula, Vayitin Leachas my hand. He should allow the guy to Metame all of them, and he's not allowed to physically hand over one of them. Whereas Ayin Tesam Beis on top, Rebbe Yeshua provides a solution, Yanich Lefan of Alasela, he's allowed to take one of them and put it on a rock, and then let the guy take it, but he's not allowed to physically hand it to the guy. So that's the case, Rebbe Yeshua says, a person is not allowed to be Metame Truma Biyadayim. Now we have something similar that everyone agrees to, V'chein Nashim Sh'armu L'han Goyim. If we have a whole group of women, the Goyim told them, Tanu Lanu Achs Mikem, give us one of you, V'netama, and we're going to violate her, V'imlav, and if not, Harei Anu Metam Kulchem, we're going to violate all of you, Yitama is Kulam, V'ayim Sru L'han Nefesh Achs Mi'Yisrael. They have to allow all of them to become Tame, and they're not allowed to physically hand over one Nefesh of a Yid. And then where it begins by focusing on the first case of the Mishnah, where we had this barrel of Truma, which was Taluya, which means it's a Safek, we don't know if it's Tame or Tahar. Rabbi Yis Rabban says, from the words of all three Tanaim, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shun, Rebbe Gamliel, Taluya asa asarfa. We learn that it's asar to burn talay truma. It's safek, we're not so sure, is it tamir tahar? It's asar to burn it because that's ruining it biyadayim, and it seems to be that everyone agrees to that. But now we have an issue, because in the reisha, Rabbi Yeshua only allows one to be gairim tuma, but not be metame biyadayim. As Rabbi Yeshua had said, we have this truma which is taluya. He's allowed to take the barrel and put it in a makam tarfa. He's allowed to put it in an open area where it's most probably definitely going to become tame, or if it's closed, he's allowed to open it. But again, it's only called being gairim tuma, but not that it's being metame biyadayim. However, in the seifa, he allows to be metame even biyadayim. Remember, what was the case of the seifa? We had the tar truma wine, which was about to flow into the tame chulin wine, and Rabbi Yeshua had said that if the only kalim that he has are tame, he's allowed to save this truma wine into the tame kalim, even though he's being metame biyadayim, because that way he's saving the chulin. So you see, the Rabbi Yeshua holds you are allowed to be metame truma biyadayim. Seems to be a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara answers, Chavraya say b'shem Rabbi Elazar, the Chavraya, the Chamim, the Beis Medrash, they said in the name Rabbi Elazar, Chavis harishayna k'Rab Yaisi, the first case of Chavis of the barrel, that's the Reish of the Mishnah, that's like Rabbi Yaisi, Vashniya k'Rab Meir, and the second case of the Chavis, meaning the next part of the Mishnah, that's going according to Rav Meir. Now, what's this referring to? So this is talking about the last Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. Rav Meir says that we learn from the opinion of the Chachamim that Erev Pesach by Sreifas Chametz were allowed to burn Chametz Truma Tahira with Temeya, even though it's being Metame Biyadayim. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi argued that Eino Hi Amida, that's not what we learn from there, and one may not be Metame Truma Biyadayim, even though it's Chametz and it's Chayav in Sreifa, and therefore according to Rabbi Yaisi, Erev Pesach, when we have to burn Truma, the Truma Tahira is burned separately from the Truma Temeya. So it's not Metame the Truma Tahira. And so therefore, further explaining, Chavraya Amri, the Chavraya say, Chavis Harishayna k'Rabbi Yaisi, v'les Rabbi Meir Maidaba, the first case of Chavis in our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yaisi's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, and clearly Rabbi Meir does not agree to that, Vashniya k'Rabbi Meir, v'les Rabbi Yaisi Maidaba. And the second case of Chavis in our Mishnah, of the Tahar Truma wine, which is about to flow into the Tamei Chulin wine, that's Shitas Rabbi Meir in Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yaisi doesn't agree to that. In other words, Rabbi Yaisi understands Shitas Rabbi Yeshua being that one is never allowed to be Matame Truma Biyadayim, and Rabbi Meir holds in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that one is allowed to be Matame Truma Biyadayim. So there's no stira in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, it's really just an argument between Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir what Rabbi Yeshua holds. We're going to stop here for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.